This week on Tower Dive.
Anger management.
You wouldn't like me when I'm actually angry. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Tower Dive. I, of course, am your host, Captain Hooks, and with me, as always, is Grandma Thunderballs, a.k.a. Pan the Man. What's up, buddy?
I have a lot of mixed feelings.
About Grandma Thunderballs?
Yeah, one,
you should be honored to be Grandma.
I need to know the origins of Grandma Thunderballs.
Of Grandma Thunderballs?
Who, how was the mantle of Grandma Thunderballs bestowed upon me?
Well, Conan did an episode of rejected Game of Thrones characters,
and
it was for DVR people, and he just like made this list fly by at like a second, so you had to record it and pause it to read them. But Huffington Post was so nice to transcribe them all for you, and some of them were Grandma Thunderballs, for example.
You had some real journalists there at HuffPo. Some quality work.
some hard-hitting stuff. It was... It was pretty actually amazing.
I like Grandma Thunderballs.
Yeah, who doesn't like Grandma Thunderballs, really, when you
that's
think about
a,
it?
That's not a bad name.
This is a few years ago, by the way. This didn't happen like yesterday. It was
on dated
Conan.
Reference.
It was on Conan a few years ago. Well, it doesn't matter. The names, they were rejected.
Yeah.
They're rejected.
Rejected. Not anymore, because, you know, now I'm accepting it.
Well, yeah, it's not rejected, not by us, but. But, like, yeah, there was, you know, like, Grandma Thunderballs is a pretty solid one. I was between a couple of names with you. It was either going to be Grandma Thunderballs, French Fries McGee, or Abracadabra Jones.
Grandma Thunderballs.
Yeah. I went with Grandma Thunderballs because that one felt
not
the
only
best.
Is that the best name, it's definitely the most appropriate one.
Because your balls are thundery?
They are wrinkly, and they also bring the thunder.
I may change your name from Grandma Thunderballs, though, to Floppo the Trampoline Clown.
See, that makes my Thunderballs kind of sad.
That makes my Thunderballs sad. But yeah, so those were some of just the names that
That's
were.
That's nice.
It was pretty, like I said, it was a pretty fantastic list. If anyone listening cares to do that, just Google rejected Game of Thrones character and just have yourself a little, maybe a beverage. I don't know if you're drinking water or if you're drinking Jack Daniels and lemonade
or
like I am.
A couple beer skis because it's Friday.
Or some watery beer.
Mm-hmm. Water beer.
And yeah.
You know, it tastes good. We don't usually record these shows on Fridays.
We don't. So it's Friday.
It's Friday, and usually I'm unbearably sober.
Yeah.
So now we're
usually unbearable.
Yeah. It's the sober part.
Yeah. But we've put those two things together.
But seriously though, alcoholism is a disease. You should seek help.
Yes, I agree.
But not today.
Not today, because it's Friday. If there's a Friday song, living it up. Oh yeah.
Friday night. That's so much better than that Rebecca Black nonsense that I thought was going to happen.
No, man. I went with living it up. Oh yeah,
it's highbrow.
Friday
good.
Night. So
real winner.
So we're coming off the heels of our Tower Dive special on fandom.
Yeah,
which I hope you all watched, and if you didn't,
check it out.
Get on it.
Get on it. That one's not a funny episode.
It's got moments that are funny, but as a whole, it's probably our most hard hitting piece of show. I don't want to say journalism because I didn't use journalism.
Hard hitting.
It's hard. Yeah, you don't usually put hard hitting and Tower Dive in the same sentence unless in between them is hard hitting Grandma Thunderballs show.
Hard hitting dick jokes.
Yeah, that sounds painful.
Hard hitting dick jokes. I think
hard hitting dick jokes.
That's like a heavy metal band.
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
that's a pretty good.
Yeah.
Scrotus the Dicked Woman. I'm just gonna keep this list up next to me and just in the middle of the show just say out names. It's gonna be pretty good. I'm looking forward to that part of the show. Mm-hmm. So today, right? It was yesterday actually, and today was All Stars.
And tomorrow
is any tomorrow? I honestly
have no
don't
idea.
Know. Let's really preface the whole point of bringing this up is the zero Mm-hmm. That's a big old goose egg of hype that surrounded All-Stars.
Yeah. If Reddit didn't complain so much, I wouldn't have even known that it happened.
And they were complaining about the lack of hype at the beginning of everything, where it's like, hey, isn't All-Stars tomorrow? I don't know. Couldn't tell you. Didn't.
Maybe.
I managed to check out a little bit of it because of on accident. I was like, oh, wait, I think All-Stars is today.
You got that little Twitch notification on your phone?
No, I actually, somebody said something to me. Goes, oh, you're watching All-Stars? And I was like, All-Stars? What?
What's an All-Star?
Oh, is that like a new show? Oh, wait, fuck, League of Legends All-Stars. Oh God, that's right. They do it in the off-season. Yeah. Why? I don't know.
And it's supposed to be a good time, though, right? Isn't that what
I think they let the community choose the rosters, like the players and their champions,
right?
Which that was awesome.
Yeah, because nothing goes better together.
I think China got screwed the most, and I think they had a Nivea top lane.
Oh God!
But I think Korea had all melee characters.
Oh God!
I don't 100% recall what the matchup was, but it was awful.
Let me ask you something.
Go ahead.
Would you prefer the circus that is the current All-Stars, or would you prefer something closer to like an Olympic-esque type event?
You mean like a region versus region, like players from those regions, though? Not like Imp playing for China, like he'd actually be on Team Korea.
Maybe.
For example.
The best players of each region, you know, picked by people
from that region, though.
From that region, picked by people with actual credentials to form an actual super team.
No, I'll tell you what I would rather have.
What would you
instead of them having a stupid All-Star event that doesn't mean anything at the end of, you know, in the preseason that very few people care about. Mm-hmm. And instead of putting on some sort of a World League of Legends classic type situation where you have, you know, the respective areas, you know, Europe, North America, China, Korea, putting their teams together, which actually sounds better when you say it more.
Yeah.
I would rather them have like a cool fan event or some sort of a multi-area, like they're, you know, like an event, like it's kind of like a, like, you know, like a, you know, you take like 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever, and you play like four different areas. Like, you know, if you do it in America or you play a game, you know, like kind of a show event.
Uh-huh.
Where other areas that don't normally get to see League of Legends because of the season being in Los Angeles, take it on the road.
Event or like
take it on the road, you know, where you maybe you go back to New York for an event, and it could just be a fun show event where it doesn't have to be anything serious, like an IEM or something like that, where it's not people playing for anything other than just playing in front of fans that don't get to see live events.
I think something
like that could be more beneficial, and you could have multiple ones where you just send a couple of teams, you send four teams for a little bullshit game just to kind of have some fun.
That's not a bad idea. I'd be down for that.
Yeah, I think something like that would be much more fun and much more beneficial for number one, the teams, because they get to play instead of having to play some nonsensical bullshit that doesn't promote or forward any kind of game or anything. And number two, the community gets to see the pros that they cheer for, that they like, more often. And by more often, I mean in person and like instead of never.
Yeah, I'd be down for that. I think I would prefer just a slightly more serious event overall.
If you want to do an All-Star event, it has to be some kind of serious.
Yeah, if you're going to call it All-Stars, actually pick All-Stars, you know?
Yeah, based on something and not nothing.
Yeah, not on
and here's though. And here's another thing. Instead of having the fans pick their stupid champions, let them play their best champions.
Yeah. Fucking just
you know what?
Blind pick
Faker plays mid lane and his LeBlanc is legendary. I don't know. Let Faker play LeBlanc
in every single game.
Let Faker play whoever he wants. Yeah. If these people play these champions and they're known for their champions. Part of being a fan of these players is because you're like, oh my god, you know, like when with Froggen and his Anivia. Froggen's Anivia is legendary, but you wouldn't want to see Froggen play Anivia. No, we forced him to play Azir. You know what I'm saying? Like stupid things like that. It's like why. Well, because we were given the opportunity to vote, and we're all trolls. So, you know, that's why I voted for Urgot and Teemo and Anivia and all these champions that nobody would ever play.
Because
that's what I want to watch. Champions I don't ever want to play.
No.
That's exactly what I want to watch. No. Something I hate to see in-game. Look, I made him play support Twisted Fate. Isn't that amazing? No, that's terrible. I don't want to see. I don't want to see Aphromoo have to play support Twisted Fate while Double Lift is playing AD carry Olaf. This is dumb.
I get enough of that on actual, you know, ladder.
Yeah, I try to get away from that while watching professionals play because I want to watch the game played at its most perfect, you know, in given the situation.
Yeah,
I don't want to see pros languishing on dumb characters.
And we're
that they
all for
play.
You know, fun matches, right?
I love show matches.
Blind picks are fun, right?
Make them, yeah, they're fun because you're seeing it played well, but you're seeing players who normally wouldn't play together put on the team.
Yeah. I think caster matches. I think those are great.
Here's the thing. Here's
EU casters versus NA casters. That's hilarious.
Yeah. Here's a great thing to your great point of reference. When baseball has an all-star game, they don't make them throw footballs.
Oh.
You know, they don't do dumb things. They play a baseball game.
Wouldn't that
they
have, be fun, they, though?
They have little fun things like a home run derby and all these other things. You know, in the NHL All-Star game, yeah, there's stuff that they
do
around
it. Yeah, do the 1v1, right?
That's but there's funny. Also, yeah, there's also a real game that's played where the players, while they may not care, they still play hard and have fun.
Yeah. Is that why does
the League of Legends have to be a joke?
I also wouldn't mind like a Hunger Games tournament. Take every championship team, every world champion, put them in a small bracket.
So five teams?
Five teams. Maybe toss in a couple
Now it's four because SKT won twice.
A couple wild cards and they fell out the bracket, but happy Hunger Games bracket.
Or if you want to have a vote, have them have to vote for teams instead of players.
It's just going
to
be Korean teams, though.
Okay, well then it's LPL.
Then it's Worlds again.
Yeah, then it's Worlds. So yeah. That's what we're used to seeing. I just don't think fan vote for players. I know they're trying to do it. Like, if you're going to have a fan vote for players, I have no problem with that. Don't let them also vote for champions. That's dumb.
It should be
that's
one
a waste
or the
of time.
Other.
Yeah, you're either voting for champions or you're voting for the players. If you're voting for both, you're not going to get a good game.
I already don't want to see Dyrus play anymore. I especially don't want to see Dyrus play Teemo.
No. And you know what? You know what? There's already been weird friction between Doublelift and Aphromoo. I don't want to see Doublelift and Aphromoo be forced to play in a lane together after that nonsense that happened. It's awkward. It's uncomfortable. And it was fine and nothing happened. But it was just, you know, it's... Why would you do that? It just shows how trolly the community is when given the opportunity to do something as a group.
Yeah. Although it could be worse.
No, it really can't.
No, here's how it gets worse. If you make the All-Star tournament actually
mean something,
like they do in season 2.
Like they do in other sports. Well, that's another thing. Well, that's all other sports, when they try to make the All-Star game mean something, they, you know, whatever their All-Star game, it's like, oh, well, the winner gets home field advantage. You know who likes that? Not a single player who exists on planet Earth. People like it. Fans of really good teams don't like it because if, you know, the American League loses and the American League has one of the best teams, you know, around, it's like, oh, well, National League gets home field advantage in the World Series. This is bullshit. It's just an incentive to make them play harder and make them actually show up for the game. And I get that. We don't have that problem. Because you're not physically, you know, League of Legends players aren't out there on Summoner's Rift throwing fireballs and getting shot.
No, but, you know, they can make All-Stars worth an extra spot for that region in Worlds. You know, because they did that.
I know.
It was awful.
That was a bad plan. Yeah. And, but you can't have voting going on with that kind of stuff.
Right.
You can't, like, oh, well, I'm going to make everyone in Korea play terrible champions because I want America to get the spot. I know. Well,
fans got to pick the players for their region's team.
And that's fine.
Teams competed for an extra spot at Worlds.
I know, man. It's a crazy world we live in.
Although America did do really well in that.
Also a big problem with Worlds with All Stars this year was the announcing. Now you didn't watch it.
No, I didn't watch it.
And I caught pieces of it. Yeah. But the announcing, it was like try hard mode meme central. Like everyone making fun of each other and trying to one up one another and like their sick burns, and it just felt like like a caricature of Twitch chat is really what I felt like I was watching.
Maybe that was their intent. Maybe it was some sick piece of performance art.
I don't think it was. I don't think it was life imitating art.
You don't think they're holding up a mirror to Twitch chat and say, "Look at what you are."
No, I think it was I think it was Twitch chat holding up a mirror to them and going, "Look what you've become. It's us. We're like this because we're watching like assholes. You're getting paid for this. Shame."
Yeah.
Shame.
Did you see that the Joe Miller's comments on the whole situation?
Yeah. Actually, I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah.
I read it, and then I got context on it, and then I read his severe backpedaling, and I'm like,
Here's the thing. And I'm gonna open up some eyes to this one. I love Joe Miller, preface that. Love and respect Joe Miller.
Yeah.
Outstanding caster, great work. Sometimes he sounds like he's drunk, and that's maybe one of the things I love about him. He kind of sounds like drunken English Bill Cosby, and I love that.
His real name, I think that's good.
Yeah, Joe, don't call me Joe Miller, Miller, something like that.
Don't call me Joe Miller, Miller.
Yeah. So he was like, "Oh, everything is scripted." That was he started, and he was like, "It's bullshit, and they script everything." Yeah. And he backtracked the hell of, "Well, it's, you know, on Monday, it's scripting. It's Tuesday, it's scripting. Wednesday, blah, blah, blah," until the event started, and it burned him out. Now, let me tell you something about live events.
Or, you know, any television event. Ever.
And anything televised. Yeah. They're not writing the scripts of their commentating.
No.
It's not like they're writing down, "This is what you're going to say when this happens," because they don't know that. That would assume that the games are all fixed. No, that's not the case. That's not the case. No. There's no need. This is ridiculous. This is getting fun.
I need
this
is going to get good. It's getting dusty.
Here's the thing. Guess what? Companies that run big events that lots and lots of people, like, for example, hundreds of thousands, are going to watch on a weekly basis, yeah, they're going to set up scripts so they have, you know, funny anecdotes, mm-hmm. stuff to break down, situations to reference. They're going to come up with scripts so they don't fucking shoot from the hip all game and talk like sound like assholes.
And they repeat themselves, like, too.
Yeah, they repeat themselves. And the thing is, you can tell in the early goings of the cast, they didn't do a lot of script writing, which is why Freak sounds terrible, which is why the games are boring to watch, because they're not interesting casters, because they haven't prepared anything. You think that League of Legends is the only broadcast on planet Earth that prepares scripts?
Oh my god.
Are you nuts? No, they're not.
I have a bit of a television background. A little bit of news, you know? Worked at a news station.
Sure.
The anchors wrote their own banter. And that was great. But they each one of them wrote a goddamn conversation to have with the other one. And you know what they did? They rehearsed it and they made it sound conversational. That's really it.
Because that's
not the writing that's the problem. It's the rehearsal and the execution of it.
Yeah. And the thing is like, you know, no, they're not rehearsing how to cast a game.
No.
It's not like the color guy and the play-by-play guy are going, "All right, well, when Doublelift does his playing Vayne, and he's going to tumble here, and he's going to condemn against the wall, and you're going to go crazy, and I'm going to bring it down because I need to tell you what's happening." They're not doing that because that's idiotic to think that. Yeah, when they're having back and forth, like, okay, if there's downtime, we can bring up this.
Yeah.
You know, because these two teams are playing and they have this history, so we could talk about this. That's scripting. That's what every broadcast on planet Earth that's worth its salt in anything has done forever. So if you expect them to do everything like Saturday Night Live, which is also scripted.
Oh, God, super scripted.
Yeah. In fact, a lot of the breaks are scripted.
Not all the breaks.
I didn't say all of them. Yeah. I said a lot of them.
Yeah.
There are scripted breaks. It does happen. Saturday Night Live is very, very, very scripted. And what you think is not may very well be.
Yeah.
So this the same thing goes for this. So Joe Miller definitely kind of came off showing his ass a little bit on this. Definitely came off salty and bitter. Which kind of angered me a little bit, because I respect Joe Miller and I think he's a great guy. I don't think he should have said anything. I think this was one of those situations where, "Let it go, Joe." Or to quote Sky Williams, "Just don't."
Just don't. Yeah. Or, you know, make the tweet about how hard it is to write, you know, a 12-hour broadcast first, and then say their writing is bad.
And then sound salty.
Then sound salty.
Then increase the sodium content.
Yeah, I think you have to start off with a little Mrs. Dash, and then
a little Goya, adobo.
Yeah, that's what you do.
Yeah, I agree. No, I agree. You want to season first, then salt.
Yeah.
Just
go ahead.
No, please.
Go ahead. No, I was going to say, like, the real problem like with this whole All-Star thing and having events during this time frame is that it just, I mean, it's preseason, man. It just doesn't do it for me. There's too much teams moving around. Nobody's practicing.
Well, everything is news because there's no news.
Yeah, it's
because of no games.
It's literally driving me crazy.
Well, in a esports world that the driving force behind it are the games.
Yeah.
And since the preseason, unlike contemporary sports where you'll have trades and a lot of cool things like that,
but
they're really not,
you know, shady backdoor trades.
Yeah, there's really not anything. There's really no hot stove League of Legends, you know, hot stove esports like baseball has, or any kind of cool stuff like that. You know, it's really just, okay, well, we don't have any games, so just you can watch streamers, and like all these players now are leaving their teams. And I enjoy hearing about roster moves.
Sure.
I don't enjoy hearing about roster rumor moves.
Those are the worst. Or
that's where, yeah,
Reddit detective, oh my god, so-and-so took their team name off their Twitter handle.
Yeah, or someone just started following Bjergsen. He must be playing for TSM.
No.
If I started following Bjergsen, does that mean I'm playing for TSM?
Yeah, TSM
no.
Hooks. It's happening. Yeah.
TSM, Captain Hooks. They should be so lucky to have me.
All these goddamn, like, hints, you know.
Oh, and that's another thing, yeah.
The hints that, oh, maybe we're getting this one. Maybe we're getting this guy. Oh, no, we're getting this guy. Oh, no, we're selling our LCS spot. Just make the goddamn announcement. Right?
Stop trying to generate interest. And I listen, you know what? Before I say that, yes, that is your job as a team owner, as a team manager, whatever you want to call yourself. Yes, is to generate interest to your team. So for me to say that, no, I'm being an asshole because I just don't want to hear it. But if you want to generate interest, give real news. Don't say, his name has 11 letters and it sounds like Fjergsen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like stupid stuff like that.
Make a trailer or something.
Make a real, yeah, or make a cool.
And put a goddamn date on it, you know.
Make a cool video.
In 2 weeks, here comes our new
Yeah, make a cool video. And then you want to know what? When that time comes, you say, in 2 weeks, we're going to make this announcement. Make the fucking announcement.
Yeah.
Don't dance around it. Don't dilly-dally. Don't make an excuse as to why you can't. And here's another thing. Riot, don't be so fucking stringent on this stupid nonsense that they can and can't say things.
I know. I mean, this... let's take the Yellow Star incident, for example, right?
Fucking...
You don't need to vet Yellow Star, right? There's no one at Riot going, oh man, we gotta investigate Yellow Star's chat logs to make sure he's not a toxic fuck. No, the dude's been to Worlds like 4 times. I think he's gonna make it...
One of the most respected players in League of Legends right now.
Just let him sign the goddamn contract... And then TSM will go, we signed Yellow Star. And they can do another dumb video like they do with Double F.
Here's another thing that you need to have. This needs to be standardized like it is in every other sport. Baseball, I like to use that as an example because it's just what I know the most about.
You love baseball.
I said it's what I know the most about. So it's a perfect example because, you know, it's the oldest sport. Here's what you do. In baseball, contracts, if your contract ends, it ends. Everybody's contract, when it's ending, ends on the same day in the year, like in the baseball season.
Yeah.
You know, the day after all these contracts end, it's the free agent period. It's free agent signing period. It's not like somebody's contract is going to end in, you know, October 19th and somebody else's contract is going to end, you know, February 12th. You know, no, that doesn't happen. This is, you can't, there needs to be, like, at the end of the season, everyone's contract ends at the same time.
It's over.
Everyone in that plays League of Legends... That's when your contract is up. If you sign a 5-year contract, in 5 years on that day, it ends. If you sell a 1-year contract, after that season, that's when it ends. It doesn't end in February. It doesn't end in November. It has this date. That's when it ends. You know, call it a month after Worlds if you want.
Yeah.
You know, Worlds ends 1 month after Worlds.
Everyone's contract
Everyone that has a contract that's ending there is now a free agent and can do what they want.
Yeah. You know what? I think that provides a really good window for, you know, scouts and prospective team owners and everyone to kind of start communicating. Right?
Start schmoozing.
Everyone knows the point when they can talk
exactly.
to everybody. They
exactly.
They don't have to be like, hey, are you still contracted?
Yeah,
hey,
instead,
are you still contracted?
Exactly. Instead, what Riot has, instead of what Riot has is a day when you have to have a team buy. which fine, I can respect that,
that
and I understand.
To be there as well.
No, but I'm not saying that doesn't need to be there, but there needs to be something. There needs to be, this is when you have to have your team, this is when all players are available. In between that time, now you have your free-for-all. Now you have people that can do bidding wars. Now you have players that can talk to different teams. Yeah. Say, okay, I'm a free agent. I would like to talk to this team. I'll schedule a meeting with them. I'll hear what they all have to say, and I'll make my decision after that.
Yeah, and can we please start treating this like careers and jobs and not like it's the fucking real world, right? If player A wants to move to team B, just let him move to team B, right? If the buyout is right and his contract is over.
And he doesn't want to play for you anymore, why would you want to keep him?
He doesn't have to break up with you to change teams. He can just go. This is his goddamn job. Let him go to his other job.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. That's sort of a big problem.
It doesn't have to be drama every time a player wants to change teams.
There's just that's where Riot needs to step in and start making standards. And they're slowly starting to get that. But to me, it doesn't make sense about why it takes so long to drag your why the foot dragging. And maybe there's a lot of interworkings that we don't know about. And I'm confident that there is a lot of interworkings that we don't know about. I certainly hope that there is. I certainly hope we don't know everything that's going on.
God. I think this
because if we do,
that Riot,
that's really bad for them.
This is one of those things that Riot can't actually control. This is team owners taking it personally when a player doesn't want to play for them.
But they can take control of it. They can take control of it.
Riot,
they're not.
Riot can't say, H2K, stop being such a bitch and taking everything.
No. I'm not saying that. No. I'm not talking about that regard. I'm talking about with contracts ending on this day with all that stuff in between. They can take control of that. And why they're not, why esports, is it because they don't know a lot about other sports?
I don't know.
Is that it? Can that, because I can't imagine that that's it. I can't imagine that their excuse is none of us followed sports as a kid.
Well, I mean,
That's embarrassing if that's what it is. And I refuse to believe that that's what it is. I refuse to believe that they haven't hired people in their esports division that don't know dick about how conventional sports run their business.
Yeah.
That's your business model. I mean, shit, for almost 100 years, all of these sports have been running their business, changing it slightly, but still doing the same thing. And they find a model that works. That's what you do when you're starting something. You look at what has been done similar to it, and you follow that fucking model.
No way, man. Esports.
If I'm gonna make, it's not. If I'm gonna make a MOBA, right now, I'm gonna rip off the way Riot does it with League of Legends because it makes fucking money. I'm not gonna say everything they're doing is wrong. I'm gonna change it all. Yeah. Guess what? Games have tried to do that and they failed.
Yeah.
The ones that work are the ones that follow the fucking Riot formula,
which is also the Dota formula.
Exactly. Well, no, Dota gives you all the champions off the bat.
Oh, you mean purchasing formula?
I'm talking monetization.
Gameplay.
No. I'm talking about the monetization. Doesn't matter. Gameplay doesn't mean dick. I'm talking about how you make money on it.
Yeah.
That's all I'm talking about. The business model.
I don't know if anybody can recreate that. It's tough.
Really? Why? Smite does.
Smite's actually cheaper than League of Legends.
I know. Heroes of the Storm does. And Heroes of the Storm feels more expensive
than more expensive.
It's actually not, because it just, you can see the numbers. Instead of imaginary money, it's like, this is cost actually this much.
But if you lay it side by side, if Heroes of the Storm had like 128 champions, it would be way more than the RP costs for League of Legends.
Probably, but also the quality of the art in Heroes of the Storm is much better.
You know, I don't really like it.
I don't think you have to like it. You can't doubt the quality of it is better.
I think the new stuff coming out of Riot is on par with Blizzard. Like the new Poppy model. Let's talk about new Poppy for 1 second.
It's good.
The facial animation, the effects. Right.
You mean all those things that Blizzard's already been doing?
Yeah. So if the model was as big as Diablo is in Heroes of the Storm, it'd probably be pretty good looking, right?
This isn't even like a non-issue. It doesn't matter. But it's like their models are more high quality because they put more into it.
Blizzard's?
Yeah, because because the game is closer.
I see what you're saying. I don't know.
I'm not saying HOTS is a better game. I'm just saying the art is better.
The visual aesthetic and also the quality better. Of the model, I think they're on par with each other.
As far as companies go, I mean,
and I think Riot has better effects.
Blizzard's horses are better than Riot's horses. And by horses, I'm talking about artists.
Oh, I was talking about, like, their actual
not actual horses.
Those riding animations are ghastly.
Not actual horses.
Seeing
I'm talking
Diablo
about...
ride a unicorn makes me physically ill. Right?
You shouldn't be allowed
Why
to ride
Why would
a
they
unicorn.
Ever do that? I don't understand.
Well, it doesn't matter. We're getting off topic.
This is our
we're
complaining
getting...
episode. We're getting off yelling about things today.
So all of our episodes?
We've had, I don't know, I think this week has been stressful for both of us. And now we're just really letting everything out.
A little bit. Yeah. A little stressful. Yeah. A little stressful. So it's just, yeah. So back to we're going to turn that car, kind of get back on the road. We sort of spun out in the rain. We're driving through the woods, start smashing into trees and shit.
Once you hit the cornfield, you got to make a U-turn.
Yeah, I grabbed the wheel. Jesus, take the wheel. I grabbed it and I turned us back onto the road. So, but yeah, Riot needs to sort of take control of how their season operates, and by take control, I don't mean control merchandising, which I know they want to do.
Well,
they want a bigger piece of the pie.
Although 100% complete. Well, the article wasn't complete. The article had bad sources.
It didn't have great sources yet.
I know who it was. It had to be the owner of Gravity. That fucking guy.
Was the owner of Gravity? Was what? Was the source?
Yeah, I think that's the anonymous source for Richard Lewis.
Oh, maybe. It clearly wasn't Reginald.
And here's it's total speculation. I don't have
is we're just pulling this. He's just pulling this one out.
Right
this is
out
new
of my
to
butt.
This is new to me. So
and here's why: every time something happens that's semi-dramatic, you see fucking Gravity be like, "This is the worst thing ever." Even if like they weren't even involved, they jump in. You know, it was either the guy that runs Liquid. Both of those guys are such drama queens.
You mean Liquid?
Liquid, yeah. They're such drama queens. Every time something happens,
it's like Steve Arnesett or whatever his name is, something like that.
They just blow it up. I know one of them.
It might be. Those we don't know. We guys. Don't know. We assume it was one of them.
And the way Reginald words it, which you know, we know our feelings about Reginald. Although we can't
say them because people get mad. When
although
we do.
I gotta say, to give Reggie a little bit of credit. Been standing on the spotlight, you know? Good for him. Good for you. You know, toning
it
down. Bringing it down from 11 to like a 6.
Well, he was in it for a while when he was talking about everything like that when they were getting new players and stuff.
Yeah, but he wasn't.
And when the Svenskeren thing happened.
He wasn't really stirring the pot. He could have done.
He was posting all the logs.
Oh, he had to, though.
Reddit?
He was being personally attacked, yeah. They were only in response.
I guess. I mean, I guess when people of the professional nature are attacking one another, I don't think my first course if you and me are both owners of major, you know, major institutions and we are going back and forth and having a heated discussion, we'll call it over a business deal. If you say something that offends me or is attacking me, my first reaction isn't going to post it onto a website
so
other
point.
People can see it. My first action is going to be like, let's tone it down. Let's act like civilized businessmen that I like to think that we are. You may be a child, but I am a man, and I'm going to continue to be a man in this situation. And that's how you handle it. You don't post a shit on the fucking internet.
That's how grown-ups handle it. That's not
how... Well, exactly. Exactly.
But
and that's...
In comparison
that was my past, problem with that, but that's old news.
In
that's
compared
news.
To past actions.
He's
growing.
A little bit better
growing
right
as a person. Give him a little bit of credit.
We're watching him grow before our very eyes.
What a great guy.
It's amazing. It can happen. Miracles can... It's a Christmas miracle!
What were we talking about?
Preseason and how you didn't like it and Riot and getting control of the situation.
The jersey thing.
The monetization, yes.
Reggie words it. It sounds like Riot is offering to produce jerseys for teams.
Well, if that's the case, then yes, then they should have their...
Oh, God,
they,
at
then,
least cover
then,
their
then
costs,
they should,
right?
Then there should... Well, then there should... No, I'm not saying they have to pay for them. I'm saying if... The way that Richard Lewis's article said it, it's
the
like if Pep's...
The initial draft.
Yeah, yes. The first is that if Riot was being sponsored by
Coca-Cola.
Fucking I was just gonna use a funny one and say Just for Men.
Oh,
but if they say they were being sponsored by Just for Men or Trojan or something, and Fnatic is being sponsored by Monster, and Monster was like, "Well, we're gonna give you all this money, but you need to have Monster's logo as the
it's
middle
a
of your thing."
Jersey.
Yeah, Riot can say, no, 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 you're going to have the Trojan logo on that because you play Riot's game and you're in our LCS, yeah, bitch.
And also, I think Riot is taking over the production of the jerseys.
Well, that's the previous article, the previous comment. But yeah, if I'm making you a jersey, and you have sponsors and I have sponsors and I'm paying for the production of the jersey, your sponsor doesn't mean as much to me as my sponsor does. If you're printing the jerseys, then you have full control over where they go. If I'm going to say I will make you the jersey, but I want to put our sponsor as the main logo, then you should just be like, thank you for printing the jerseys for us.
And you know who this benefits? Small teams that can't afford to print jerseys.
And all teams that want to pay their players maybe a little bit more money.
Yeah, instead of, you know, giving them a t-shirt covered in sponsors like a goddamn NASCAR.
Yeah, or like the jacket with all the fucking Velcro parts so they can remove old sponsors and replace them with new sponsors.
Ugh.
It's so tacky. It's tacky.
And well, I was just a bad source, man. That whole...
It was a really, really... It seemed like it was a rushed out article. Like, I feel like... And I love Richard, and I love the work that he does, but sometimes I think he lets his loathe for Riot get in the way of making sure.
Maybe a little. I think
he's grabbing it from the right place.
He just really wants to get the scoop. And that's...
Well, yeah, I guess I was also going to go there and say he just really wanted to get it out as well. He thought it was a great story and he really wanted to jump on it. But like I said, I think sometimes his contempt for Riot does maybe let him make him show his hand a little soon. And normally his sources are really good. I mean, let's be fair.
Honestly, I think it's really just he doesn't have enough sources. Like, he'll get a great source. This person was in the meeting. They're telling him something. It's a first-hand account. And that's credible, right? But if there's check that against, if he only has the one source and no one else is willing to talk to him...
There's no verifying.
Then that's as good. That's as good as truth, right? That's what a journalist does. They have the source.
They're giving you the full truth.
They relay the account, which he did.
I guess. You
know? No, I mean, he did. I mean, I read the whole article, and I gotta say, since Richard Lewis moved to Breitbart, his articles on League of Legends are straight up just what his source says, very little spin.
He doesn't try it. He's not all fluff.
There's no fluff. There's no real hardcore spin. You get the quote, and it says, this is what my source said. And then the article's over. And for like a really kind of clickbaity website, he's kind of raising the bar a little bit. So good for him.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
And I'm glad that he made the addendum too. Once he got like another source. Once
it was
And it's like, hey, no, this was an opt-in basis. If you can't afford to make jerseys, Riot will make your jerseys. But they're gonna take a cut to cover the costs, and they're gonna put the sponsors that they want on.
Which makes complete sense.
Yeah, it's their kind of.
The thing is, I didn't think when I first read it, and when I first read the article, and I first saw the posts about it, and everyone was kind of up in arms about it. My initial reaction is this can't be the way.
Knee jerk reaction is fuck Riot, right?
No, my knee jerk reaction was this doesn't sound like the type of thing that any company that has half of brain would do. And while Riot does some dumb things, you have to put our sponsor as the main logo. Yeah. I don't care what you guys say. And we want more money for the jerseys that you guys sell. Yeah. Who's running your fucking business department? Mr. Magoo? It's like the worst. Magoo
is a nice old man. He would never do something like that.
But he can't see, so he doesn't know smart. He doesn't know things well. He doesn't know what he's talking about because he can't see them. Because you can't read.
Yeah. The worst part is like if you're selling it out of your own shop and Riot's taking a cut of that, like you're marketing, you're printing, and you're selling it on your own dime, Riot can't take a cut.
No, we want a cut. For what? All that work you guys are doing?
You can literally just say no.
Yeah. And so it just, like I said, a lot of the community's knee-jerk reaction was, fuck Riot!
Yeah.
This is ridiculous!
But like, if I'm a challenger team and I want to start merchandising, I mean the barrier for entry for merch is pretty high. Like it's expensive, and if you just have enough to cover your player's salary, but you still want to start building a business, you gotta
creating a digital footprint, if you will.
So I mean that's if I'm a new challenger team and I just made it into the LCS and I don't have a whole lot of extra funding to make
cash
jerseys,
flow,
I'm like, you know what? Maybe I use this to get started.
Maybe this is a jumping off point.
My fucking small website company that I only get paid based on promo code usage isn't going to care if Riot's logo is front and center and they're on the back.
No, yeah. not going to matter.
As long as people use the promo code TowerDive, no one gives a shit.
Nah, we don't care. Yeah. So that actually brings up, speaking of money and monetizing and Riot and funding, that brings up a nice little interesting tidbit of another team selling their spot and blowing up in their face.
This is a disaster.
This is just the continuing saga of teams trying to make money on their spot and it not working out now. Because Elements had been in negotiations to sell their spot. Right. Now, the cutoff to sell a team spot was December 9th.
Mm-hmm. What's today? 11th.
Today's December. Actually, yeah. Today's December 11th. So they were in negotiations and they couldn't agree on a figure. And then the date passed. And Elements was left sitting on a team that they don't have. No, they're really just sitting on a name with nothing.
Not even a really great name.
No, a really bad name with a crappy logo and no players because all of your players left.
Let me ask you a question. What do you do personally in this spot? Do you just take the money and run? Do you take whatever's on the table? And you're like,
well, if I'm sitting there and I'm negotiating at the 11th hour, and I mean, according to the article, the numbers were not far off, I don't think. It looked like that the numbers that they were looking at was around like $450,000 for the spot.
Uh-huh.
So basically about $500,000 for their spot.
How much do you think they invested in that team?
Probably a fair amount of money. Froggen, originally Reckless, was there. Yeah. You know, they probably invested a lot of money onto the team. But you know, it's not making them any money, a team with no players.
Yeah. So what do you do?
So I think in that point you cut your losses and you take the money. Mm-hmm. I think they're overvaluing what their spot is worth, and there's really not. Let's be fair. There's not that many takers out there right now.
You guys
made the decision to sell your team late in the game
when the market is saturated.
When you have 10, you know, what would we say? 4 teams are still left to sell, or 3 teams, or whatever. I mean, apparently Gravity is sold. Nobody knows what's happening with Impulse.
No, you can't say Gravity is sold. That guy will get angry at you and tweet.
I don't give a fuck with that guy. Oh, no, you think I'm going to worry about when people are going to get angry at stuff I say all of a sudden?
The owner of Gravity would be like, we didn't sell our fucking team. Right,
yeah.
Okay.
But so, yeah, so, you know, Elements was for sale. Gravity is not for sale anymore. Apparently they've been bought, but nobody knows what the situation behind it is. Impulse, nobody knows what the hell's going on there. Gambit just sold their spot. That was 4 teams. Yep. I don't know who the hell's left.
You know what I do if I'm Elements?
You feel the bad roster?
No,
that's what it looks like they're going to
do. I try and pick up a really good-looking challenger team and just put them in the LCS and try and at least try and foster new talent, right?
Give them
season,
I think that's...
Cut my fucking losses and be like, hey, this team almost made it in the LCS. They just got beat out in qualifiers. Let's, you know, make an offer, like a
throw him a bone?
Yeah, you'd be like, hey, take my spot. You know, you can take over costs, you know, just do something to kind of foster up new talent. And of
course, they can't sell their spot because the team that they get has to be Elements.
Yeah, well.
So they cannot sell their spot.
Not anymore.
And so it has to be Elements.
Yeah, but I think before that, like, if I'm not happy with the offer that I'm, you know, for the sell, I'm like, you know what? Just give it to a
So now here's the funny thing. Here's a funny thing. Because there's still Elements, does the 3/5 rule apply to this team?
Were they a challenger team?
No, they're a pro team.
But were they a challenger team last season?
Who?
Elements.
Elements? Elements was in the LCS last season.
No, the 3/5 rule doesn't apply.
So it doesn't matter. Okay, so it doesn't matter.
No.
I wasn't sure if you could just replace your whole roster.
Challenger teams coming into the LCS.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. I was mistaken. I wasn't sure if he was like, I'm just going to replace our whole team. Like,
they can totally replace their whole team. Fnatic did it.
Okay.
Remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, my mistake.
Team that went to the World Championships.
Oh, right. My favorite team. Got it.
Yeah, that team.
Got it. Wasn't thinking about that because they were really good.
They replaced 4
and Elements. I wasn't thinking about that because they were really good and Elements is really bad.
Yeah. 2 different
Didn't think about that part.
So I guess, what did they say? They're picking up Steve and Mr.
Well, they're building their team around Steve and Mr. Rollins. Those are the cornerstones of a championship roster.
That's what
I want to play
my team on.
2 throwaways from Rocket. They're on, like, rental from Rocket.
Yeah, not even, like, really under contract.
Yeah, they're just on rental.
They go to practice. They're just like, you got to be there.
Speaking of a team that doesn't have anything, is also Rocket has no roster.
And they still have a spot.
Yeah. And apparently they have a team.
This spring season is going to be a disaster.
It's shaping up to be like a bad horror movie.
Yeah, and we're getting a new format on top of all of
this. In the summer split.
No, in the spring.
No, it's happening in summer. Spring split's going to be normal. Oh. It's going to happen in the summer.
Okay, then.
And we're getting two new formats, really.
Yeah.
America gets a best of three, and Europe gets the best of two, because Europe is more comfortable with ties because of soccer.
The thing that pisses me off the most isn't even like that was their disqualification. It was the other part saying that, well, we couldn't decide which one was better.
So we're going to try both out. So
fucking stupid. Just
which I am partially, I am partly okay with that because they're like, we don't know what's going to work. So NA gets this, EU gets that. The thing that's stupid is like the way the broadcast schedule works, it's kind of weird.
Although it is pretty similar to the broadcast schedule of regular sports.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, multiple games going on at the same time, being played at the same time, because, you know what, that's more time efficient.
Because there are many sports teams, and they play
and
at the same time.
And fucking watch the teams that you're a fan of. That's what you
do. I shouldn't be forced to watch if I want to watch League of Legends, and the only game on is Rocket versus Giants. I shouldn't have to watch Rocket versus Giants, because I don't really care what Pepperoni is going to do.
Pepinero.
I know. I purposely said his name wrong.
Yeah. The only thing that makes this decision kind of okay is they did let the ops teams for each region decide what they were going to do, right?
Yeah.
EU ops picked the best of two format.
Which isn't what they do. Is that what they do in China is a best of two?
Yes. Korea used to be best of two. Now it's best of three.
Yeah. So, as I was saying, so America becomes Korea.
Yeah.
And Europe becomes China.
Uh-huh. And then neither one does well at Worlds again.
And then both of them are yeah. Well, I mean, Europe did pretty good at Worlds. They did put two teams in the semifinals.
That's true. There's that.
they did have half of the teams in the final four.
That's not bad.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
So
it's just, right. I think it's more of, we're not used to divorcing these two leagues yet, right? It's always NA and EU LCS as like one thing. They're not separate.
Well, that's, I mean, I think that they should start to. I think Riot should stop grouping them together.
They have to now. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's going to be like, I mean, and I guess because they are both under the LCS category.
Right.
And that's not going to change because, you know, like, you know, there's LCK and LPL and all that other stuff, you know.
And then LCS by itself.
And then LCS
is always shared a format.
Yeah.
But not anymore.
So, not anymore.
Now they're totally different tournaments.
Now they're completely different tournaments.
Yeah.
They're completely different leagues. That have completely different, like, their records are going to not be close. How is that going to work for Fantasy LCS?
Oh, that's the real question.
Burning question on everybody's lips. You have to split them up.
Yeah, it's got to be two different.
You can't have it. You just can't physically can't have
playing a different amount of games.
Yeah, you cannot have NA and EU teams.
There's got to be
or
two
players.
Separate fantasy leagues.
Yeah, you'd have to play an NA one and an EU one.
Or, oh god, are they going to region lock it? Can North Americans only play North American fantasy?
No, that would be stupid.
Is it?
There's no money involved. Why would it matter?
Because it's linked to your account, right? I don't know.
I can't.
There's no Korean teams in fantasy.
That's true.
Except, you know, for like Alpha Draft and all that jazz.
Yeah,
there's no Korean teams, and so I would not be surprised if they break it up into North Americans can only play North American fantasy.
I'm surprised that question hasn't been asked yet.
But are there enough
and maybe it's
players?
Well, I mean, there's 10 teams.
Yeah,
and most leagues, leagues are like
God. There's
leagues.
So many like bad players though.
Yeah, but you're gonna every player is gonna end up being drafted. Like you're just gonna be like, oh fuck,
shit.
I'm left with Mr. Rollins.
It's either Maple Street or Slushy. Fuck. I don't want to play Golden Glue. God damn it.
Oh my god. I hate my team.
Everybody hates their team. They have one.
Everybody gets one good player, and the rest of your team is crap. In deep formats, it doesn't matter. There's no free agents at that point either.
Yeah.
Who's available? There's like six players available left.
And they're all
subbed. Who's left? Steve. I don't want Steve.
Damn it. I'm not playing that one guy from Impact they just picked up to field roster.
Oh, that's not good. Yeah. That's pretty funny. That's... Yeah, so it's going to be very interesting to see what happens with fantasy. Because, you know, I mean, listen, we have to start thinking about that.
Yeah, well, the spring's the same.
Well, yeah, spring is fine. But, I mean, we're going to have to start preparing for that.
I hope.
Honestly,
I hope
the spring is easy. I need to really start figuring out what the fuck they're doing with that.
Yeah, that's a lot of web code.
Yeah. And they're really, and their website for the fantasy is really bad.
It's not the worst.
No, it's not the worst, but it's not good.
It's not great.
It's definitely the slowest piece of shit I've ever seen.
Yeah. It's gotten better.
It's like it's running on a, it's like the server's a Commodore 64 or something.
There's a lot of fantasy players, man. It's just a lot of traffic.
Yeah. They should have probably anticipated that with a game that 37 million people play daily, that maybe a couple of them might play fantasy.
No way.
No. Get out of here.
That's ridiculous.
Get out of here. Now, on speaking of the ridiculous, a little ridiculous for you. So H2K announced who their new coach is.
Oh, who is it?
It's, and nobody saw this one coming. Like, just pluck that right out of the air. It's Prawley.
Oh. You know, I actually didn't see that coming.
Nobody did.
I mean, they released him.
Because they didn't re-sign him. And they were like, probably will not be returning as H2K's coach. Oh, that's a shame. Guys, we signed a new coach. Who? Prawley.
I wonder eating the sour grapes in that deal. Is it the org or is it Prawley? One of them had to have signed that contract begrudgingly, right?
Like, I mean, I guess Prawley probably wants to. Prawley probably wants to coach.
Yeah, and he probably doesn't and
I'm assuming he liked. And H2K did just announce their roster.
Uh-huh. Like their final pretty good roster, or they announced a super group or IEM. I don't think it's a final roster.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it's just for IEM.
I thought that was their new team.
I don't know. I'm seeing a lot of mixed news going on.
Because it's Otawamne, yeah. Ryu.
What's the headline there, though?
Oh, no, it's right. It's okay, yeah. And Vander Yankos and Forgiven are for IEM. Mm-hmm. You're right.
Not even
I mean, I guess there's, so Hjarnen is technically still on the team, I guess.
Is he?
I don't know. He's not on anybody.
Is he? I don't know.
I'm happy
for Prawley to have his job still. Good for him. He's a good coach, you know? He seemed to do well on H2K.
Yeah, like, it's on November 7th. Prawley is now a free agent coach. On December 11th. Prawley has returned to be the coach.
So stupid.
So for that month, you guys were like, yeah, we don't probably, you know, we like what you did, but we're just going to part ways. You know, your contract's up and we're going to, you know, thanks for everything and good luck in the future. But thanks, I guess. I mean, it was great. Okay. Ring, 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 ring. Hello. Hey, Prawley. Hi. Hey, what's up? This is H2K. We want an extended offer. You know, we're looking for a new coach.
Like, hey, I found you on LinkedIn.
Yeah, you know, I saw that you were available, and we're looking for a new coach, and we were saying, listen, this seems like a match made in heaven. What do you think? Is this a prank phone call?
If that was the situation, I would gouge them for everything.
That would be the best thing in the world. If that's really how it went, I hope it is. Like, they pretended they've never met. Yeah. Is this Prawley? Yeah. Hey, this is so-and-so over at H2K.
I know,
we've met before. I don't think we have. So, we're putting a team together, and we're looking for a new coach. And, you know, I just want to let you know, last season our team did get to Worlds.
We did all right.
We have a solid pedigree, we're bringing in some new talent, and we were like, we're thinking of coaches. Sorry, I put the phone down. We're thinking of coaches, and really, your name was the first one on our list. So, what do you say? And he's sitting there going, what the fuck day is it? Like he's looking at his desk calendar.
What year is it?
What the fuck am I? Yeah, sure.
I gotta say, so I'd be like, I want my own apartment. You know, I want a really nice salary. If you guys can give me a company car.
For some reason, I'm just picking the phone back.
Yeah, you know,
I want you to send women to my apartment every hour
for eight hours. On Tuesdays. Tuesday.
On days we're not practicing. Yeah. I no one can address me directly.
God, H2K is scrambling.
It's and like, yeah, it's just such a weird, they're such a weird organization, because you're like, what are they?
I don't know. They, you know, we portrayed them as the good guys.
I don't know what they are. I don't know. I can't say that they're not the good guys, but I don't know what they are.
I gotta say, their manager just probably has to be a real dick, or he's just the worst salesman ever.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, how hard is it to convince teenagers that play a video game for a living to get paid to play a video game for a living?
What you were gonna do anyway.
Yeah. You're gonna be there anyway. Just fucking, you know, do it better and let me give you a salary.
Accept this money and move into this house for free.
No, why is this hard?
I don't know.
Does it make any sense?
It's very, very strange.
Yeah.
Very, very strange. Oh, and Immortals announced. They made their big announcement for their new roster. They made that video.
There was a video?
Yeah, they made a video introducing their whole team.
Cringe-worthy?
It was a little weird. It wasn't bad, but it's just weird. Because you're like, I mean, Hooney is clearly their centerpiece.
Yeah.
He is clearly what they're building their team around. It's like, we've got all these other players. And Hooney... You know, he's clearly the Broadway star. It's Hooney is Fiddler on the Roof
featuring.
Yeah, you know, that's what it is. And like all the other guys are there, you know, to help. You know, Hooney ran over the Wild Turtle and Adrian.
Hooney better show up.
The problem is let's, for example, okay, let's just really quickly. Hooney played with Forbiven, Reckless, Yellow Star, and Rainover.
Yep.
Now you look at the carries on their team. You say Forbiven, excellent mid laner. Reckless, everyone knows him. Yellow Star, maybe one of the best shot callers in League of Legends right now. And Rainover is a great support jungler.
Yeah. Even a great, he's not a carry jungler. Pretty good carry jungler too.
He doesn't really play a lot of carry jungler.
But he has a lot of impact on the game.
He's an excellent support jungler. He helps people get a lot of kills. Because he's a very strong jungler.
He's a high-impact jungler.
Exactly. So now you replace Forbiven, Reckless, Yellow Star with Poebelter, Adrian, and Wild Turtle. And what you're replacing that with is a hyped mid laner who hasn't lived up to the hype.
Close. He's almost there.
No, not even close, man. Everyone was like, when Poebelter's old enough, he's going to dominate. He's going to be amazing. And he's been an okay mid laner so far.
He didn't predict that on CLG.
Not bad. No. Not bad. He's been okay. He's been okay. Not bad. Not great. He's been okay. Wild Turtle, who's had moments of brilliance and moments of, like, benign ignorance.
Sheer retardation strength.
Almost like he's doing it on purpose. It's so ridiculous. Yeah. Like, you look at him and you go, Are you just fucking with us?
Yeah.
Like, I don't... Are... You... What?
You can't...
And then you have Adrian...
He's like Rain Man or just that...
Yeah, like, are... Yeah, are you... Are... Yeah, are you Einstein? Or did you just... Are, you know, like, what the fuck are you... You know, you don't know if he's fucking with you or not. And then you have Adrian, who at times can look really good, but he at times can be kind of a mopey fuck about it.
Yeah, maybe with this team, though. Like, if the team...
But maybe... And maybe...
Him,
yeah. Well, not only that, I mean, I think that the biggest complaint a lot of people were making about him was that he didn't speak Korean, and he was on a team full of fucking Koreans and a Chinese guy.
I get that being kind of a toxic work environment.
It's a tough work environment, a team that's very clearly being, you know, being billed as like a Korean or Chinese, you know, style team.
And you're the only one that doesn't speak the language.
No, Apollo didn't either.
Okay, well,
But Apollo's the AD carry. The AD carry is the guy who says the least on the team.
He just stands there.
He's just shut up and farm and get kills. It's all we need from you. Don't say anything, jackass. So, I think Adrian is all the talent in the world. I think he could be a great player.
Sure, he just has
it's to... Just, we have to see. There's just not enough to see. You know, maybe the situation will help. But, you know, I don't know if Turtle and Poebelter are going to create openings for Hooney.
I think Hooney's supposed to create openings for them, right? Isn't that
that's
the goal
not,
here?
But that's not how top lane works. Top lane works is you're up there, you're fucking chopping wood, you're alone, you're doing things, and you TP into a fight, you get a fucking kill. That's how Hooney did his shit. Hooney was like, he's so aggressive. Uh-huh. Like, because that was when they made the big comparison between him and Gamsu, who's replacing him for Fnatic, and they were saying how Gamsu's damage that he takes is actually significantly less than what Hooney takes. And while Hooney's, you know, he has more kills and goal generation, their kill participation is actually similar in nature. But regardless, it just the all the facts led to that Hooney is far more aggressive for both good at in the both you know in both the good and the bad.
Dude is like ham-bony.
Oh, he's committed to being ham-bony, and he's going to keep going at it no matter how bad it is. Which is why when he has a bad game, it looks real bad. Because he's gonna, I'm gonna fucking keep going at you. I don't care if Lee Sin top lane sucks. I'm gonna keep coming at you. And now I've given you 5 kills. You know, it's and that's great. I admire his persistence. I admire his he won't divert from the strategy he's laid out for himself prior to that game.
And also, I mean, we can't say he's bad.
He's not a bad player. I'm not saying
what
he's bad at all.
What we're worried about is the players around
him. He's
going to
be the focus, though. The thing is, because they're so average and just good,
there's not a whole lot to
I think Rainover and Hooney, they're not going to provide him openings to dominate because he's going to be the focus target. On Fnatic, you couldn't be like, listen, we're going to make Hooney, we're just going to camp him, and we're going to fucking camp Hooney, and then Fnatic is going to crumble. Not the case. You're going to camp Hooney. Fabim is going to crush you. You're going to, you know, Reckless is going to get his kill. Shit's going to go down and you're going to spiral out of control. Yeah. I mean, unless Pobelter and Turtle really step their games up, which they're capable of.
Not consistently, though.
They haven't done it on with any kind of regularity. Yeah. So, you know, you're running into a situation where he might struggle, especially early on.
Sure.
Unless these guys find
him. I mean, there were games on, you know, there were TSM games where Dyrus, Bjergsen, and Turtle all had bad games, right?
Yeah.
There were games
those were losses,
CLG,
by the way.
Where Zion and Pobelter and Double Up all had bad games.
Yeah.
On Fnatic,
again, those games are losses.
You know, only one of Hooney, Fabevin, or Reckless would have a bad game, and that didn't matter.
When Hooney had a bad game, Fabevin had 15 kills.
You know? Reckless has a bad game, but Bevan goes, you know, 0-0-27, you know, because that's how he plays mid.
Let's
he
be
never
fair,
dies,
Reckless, a
killed,
bad game,
but
a bad game for Reckless is he has no kills and one death.
And like, 19,
like, Reckless is a bad game, he wasn't part of anything.
It's insane, he doesn't get killed, but he definitely doesn't lose lane ever.
No, and that's the thing, now you're in a situation where the players are not as mechanically sound as what you just came
Mooney
from.
Has
and your
game,
shot caller, and your shot caller is...
Game.
Your shot caller is who?
I guess Adrian.
Is it going to be Adrian? Are you escalating him now to your team
or
shot caller?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. I think that team, there's like on paper, they look pretty good. But I think that they're going to struggle mightily, especially early on. It's going to be very difficult.
Yeah. Unless they have an amazing support staff and they really help these players work through a lot of their kinks.
Yeah, and if they gel quickly.
Yeah.
The thing is, you also have to look at it this way, is the flip side of that coin is they're not playing against, you know, H2K. You're not playing against Origin. You're not playing against all of these ridiculous teams.
H2K is one of these ridiculous teams?
They made it to Worlds.
I mean, that team made Worlds, but that's not
I'm
the
just
team
saying,
anymore.
I'm, yeah, but what I'm saying is that's who Hooney played against.
Oh,
that's who Rainover played against. We don't know what they're playing. Yeah. You know, in America now, who's the best top laner that Hooney's going to face? Okay. Well, it's going to be I was going to say it's going to be Impact.
Impact
actually.
Is still playing in America, yeah.
He is.
Is he?
Impact's on a fucking team.
What team? Oh, he's on the...
Energy.
Yeah.
You know that team that's probably going to finish in
that
first.
New one.
That team that's probably the best team in America right now. With Ganked by Mom.
Right.
So, but yeah, I mean, the best player he's playing against is Impact.
Yeah. And
after that, it's Haunzer? Zion? I mean, everyone's really high on Zion, or excuse me, Darshan.
Darshan. Yeah.
I really can't get used to saying
better
that.
Better than Zion.
Well, that's a terrible name.
If his name was just Spartan, not a bad name, right? Kind of cliche.
Or if you don't want to be Zion Spartan anymore, be Spartan Z.
Or just Zion. Zion's not bad either.
I like Spartan Z.
That's a little too weeaboo, I think.
Makes you sound like Halo.
Makes you sound like something out of some weird anime.
Or a Halo.
Yeah. I don't know.
But it's like Zion Spartan.
No, Spartan, pick one. Pick Zion. Pick Spartan.
Your name means nothing too. But I don't know. I just feel like it's gonna be. I don't know. It's gonna be weird. It's gonna be weird. I think the team can either be. They're not a top three team. Even at playing at what you expect them to play at, like or what you anticipate they can play at, they're still not a top three team.
Although, I mean, we said that about teams in the past.
But these are established players. We said that about teams that didn't have established. We were just like, oh, they're nobodies. They're gonna fucking be bottom six. Yeah. This is like, you know what you're getting with Poeltl right now. You know what Wild Turtle can do.
Yeah.
You know what you know. You know what they're all. What they are.
I don't know. I hope they're good.
I hope they're going to be okay.
You know what's weird, though? You know what we're not talking about? Renegades.
Well, that's because they're doing the smart thing. Everyone else is making all these stupid announcements and talking about all this nonsense. Renegades is sitting pretty, probably with Freeze.
And practicing
and getting better, and they're going to come in and just start... They're going to start blowing teams up. Literally blowing teams up.
God, I hope they do well.
I really hope. And you know what? It's what's really shaping up to be is that America has a really competitive league this season.
Maybe. I think it's going to be a fucking circus.
The potential for it to be competitive is because you're saying right now, okay, Energy's got a really good squad. On paper, one of the best teams. Renegades, excellent team. On paper, top team. TSM, top team. I mean, as much as we were just knocking it, Immortals does have a good team.
Their individual players are good.
They do have a good-looking team on paper. Not a great team.
Yeah.
But they're definitely a competitive team if they play the way that they're supposed to. who else? I mean, CLG looked crappy, I think, personally. I don't think CLG's team looks like anything to me.
I don't really know who's on CLG's team right now.
Hoohe.
Right.
Stixxay. Oh, right. Afro Moon. Darshan. And X-Men.
Oh, yeah.
So there's your team.
That's a middle of the road roster, man.
That is a sixth place at best team if I've ever heard.
They're not
going to
get relegated. They'll do all right.
No, they're probably not going to get relegated. I wouldn't think that they're going to get relegated.
Let's hope Renegades comes in and makes some fucking waves. Really show people how it's done, right?
I hope Renegades does play well. I think that they're going to, though. I don't think it's going to be a matter of, ooh, I hope they're going to be okay.
Well, because, you know, they had some pretty clear weak spots in their game, right?
Right.
You know, Remilly was kind of a one-pick wonder. If she wasn't on Thresh, she wasn't having a huge impact. But, I mean, with the time she's been spending practicing, hopefully, you know...
One would assume that she's learned another support.
At least, you know, she can shore up...
I would hope she's working on Bard.
Yeah, so...
Because Bard is very strong.
They're spending a lot of time there. Hopefully they're really bringing a lot of stuff together.
And if Freeze is their AD carry, which... At this point, you have to assume he is, since you haven't heard anything about him or Renegades. Yeah.
Someone would have.
You have to assume it's him.
Renegades didn't.
Yeah. You have to assume that it is. So,
that's a good name, Freeze.
He's a good player. Yeah.
Good player. Good name. Better than Mr. Rales.
Better than Mr. Yeah. Better player and better name that's than true. Mr. Rales.
Yeah. That's nice. I think Koreans also probably have the best names, though, out of everybody.
Yeah. You see, before we jump on that, see, Na'Vi has it and has
their
League of Legends.
Oh, that's a big deal. That's
now
a team with actual infrastructure, too.
It's been around for a long time. I mean, they haven't played League of Legends
as competitive
since 2012.
Yeah. I know. I'll like to see how they do. They're in the Challenger Series, though, right? They're not buying an LCS spot. They're coming.
No, they're starting from, which is smart. I think that's smart. Yeah. Let your team develop.
Started from the bottom. Don't, now we're here.
Start. Although that team was like Aranea, and Aranea was on Na'Vi originally, and then they stopped being a team because they weren't very good.
Well,
and now they have.
I think they underestimated the growth of League of Legends when they had a team.
Probably,
and they wanted to focus on other things. I mean, they put all their money,
Dota.
They were like, "Fuck League of Legends, we're playing Dota."
That's exactly what.
Not
they
a wrong
did.
Decision.
No. And it was also because I don't think Riot likes when teams have... Riot doesn't love when teams have both a Dota team and a League team.
Yeah.
Not a fan of it. And now their team, they have JWoww. That's their big name.
Great.
And Amon. I remember Amon's name.
They have a couple kind of unknown players.
Amon, I think his name was brought up with, he was the jungler for Nip for a while.
Ninjas in Pajamas.
Yeah,
the world's worst org name.
Yeah, he was with them, and his big claim to fame is that he's fucking wildly toxic.
Oh yeah, I read about that. On how he's probably not going to actually make it into the LCS because he's such an asshole.
He is the biggest toxic dickbag. Like, he is the new Forgiven.
How do you let this into your game? Like, I don't understand that. How are you...
Because mechanically, his play is amazing. He's one of those things, it's like in other sports when you get a guy who, beats the shit out of his girlfriend and gets arrested, but then, the girlfriend disappears so he can't be convicted, and a team is like, well, I'm going to sign him because he's wildly talented. Bad guy, but wildly talented. You're hoping that you're going to be the thing that changes.
The organization is the girlfriend, right? They're the one.
No. I'm saying no. This happened in the NFL. A guy beat the shit out of his girlfriend, and he was going to be going on trial, and then she disappeared.
Right, but in this scenario, she paid off. There's a very clear log of you beating.
What I'm saying is he was released by his team. Uh-huh. And fans and the league was like, this guy's a scumbag, he's a bad guy, and the Cowboys signed him because his talent is so ridiculous that it's like, you hope you can change him and make him a better person, because if you do, you've gotten an amazing talent for nothing that nobody wanted to touch. Well, that's the risk.
Yeah.
The risk that you take is that the guy is just a bad guy and nothing's going to change him, and then you just basically put yourself in, put up your, a felon on your team. Just a felon waiting to happen. And while it's not quite as, what I'm saying is it's not quite as big in this regard, but you're putting a massive toxic jackass on your team in the hopes that he grows up.
Yeah, that's a big bet.
Because if he does, then you got yourself an incredible player. But if he doesn't, you're going to probably need to find another jungler because this guy's going to get suspended.
Or your team's going to break up.
Well, it's going to be one or the other. So Na'Vi's definitely rolling the dice. But again, as a challenger team, the dice cost a little less.
And the rules can be a little more relaxed, right? They have time to fix them.
I guess.
They have a whole season to fix them if they, qualify. Well,
So so he's kind of a scumbag. So we'll see what the hell happens with that.
Or they understand what they're doing and they're like, we're going to cut this guy as soon as we get to the LCS and we're going to
fucking as soon as we find a better fucking jungler.
That could totally be
not a giant dickhole.
You bring in a ringer and sure, he talks a lot of shit, but as soon as you get to where it matters, you're like, Korean jungler.
Peace.
Yeah, done. Easy.
Yeah, thanks for getting us in. See you
later, now we got
jackass. Yeah. Now Dendi plays League of Legends. Ooh. Dende was on there. Nazan Na'Vi's Dota team. Okay. He was really, really good.
For him.
And, then he didn't play anymore.
Great.
The end. The end. That's the Na'Vi part. That's the Na'Vi portion of this show.
Kind of sounds like the end of the show, actually.
Looks like we're getting there.
That's it.
Looks like we're getting there.
Let's wrap it up.
Thank you guys so much for watching. Again, we released a video about fandom, and it's called Fandemonium. If you haven't checked it out, please do so. Hit us up on Twitter, at TowerDivePC. We're on iTunes, blah, 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 YouTube, all that stuff. Check us out down there. Like, I'm doing the thing that people who do YouTube do. They're pointing at their links. Dick. I don't know which one or the other. It's definitely both. Thank you guys again. I, of course, am Captain Hooks.
And I am Grandma Thunderballs.
It's so good. It works every time. He is Panda Man. And we will see you all.
Bye-bye.